This is the Heart of LAFC Podcast, episode 38.
Coming to you directly from sunny Southern California, you are listening to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. And now, here is your host, Jerry Jimenez.
What is up? Welcome to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. My name is Jerry Jimenez, your host, your friend, your insider into the Los Angeles Football Club. Thank you for joining us for our 38th episode of the Heart of LAFC. This was a long time coming. I apologize, you guys. But Joe, we're finally here, man. How are you?
I'm surviving after last week. But hey, man, we got a game tomorrow. So hell yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, so by the time people are going to be listening to this, it's already going to be game day. So it's game day, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah, I apologize. A lot of things happened. Honestly, we're still recuperating from that terrible 5-0 loss to Atlanta United, which we will jump into in here shortly. But yeah, man, it's been a really hectic week for both of us in different ways. And I'm here drinking water because yesterday I drank enough beer for today, so I'm good. So I'm drinking water today. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm drinking something with a lot of caffeine.
Good. I probably should have done that too. But so for those of you that don't follow my personal account or don't know this, I actually started what's called the BJCP, which is a beer judge certification program. And so basically, what we're doing is learning about the different styles of beers. And then actually enough to where we can judge them properly based on the styles that the BJCP has put out as what a specific style needs to be. We did some Germans yesterday, which I can talk to you about later on. But yeah, man, it was like I think we did 12 different beers blind tested.
Nice.
And then tried to figure out what style they were. And they were all similar. And so, yeah, that was fun. So that kept me busy on a Wednesday, and then Monday and Tuesday. Typically, we record on Tuesdays, and it was just I had an early morning meeting. So anyways, not trying to excuse us, but we've been really busy. And then you, sir, getting ready for everything going on in the LAFC world, all the craziness with the 3252 as well, am I right?
Oh, yeah, dude. There's people moving all over the place, creating TIFO, doing their thing for the 3252.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to see what the 3252 is planning. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to the open house because I have some work-related things that I have to take care of here at home, as well as my wife requested some time to herself. So she deserves it, and she's been great. So shout out to the wifey who never listens to this show, but I do love you regardless. So, you know, it is what it is. It's one of those things that it happens. Life takes over, and I'm also going to be getting a new position here at work, so I kind of have to put my best foot forward there because this podcast doesn't pay for nothing, man. We don't make any money off of this. We do this because we love you guys, so I know you guys will all be awesome and just be aware that, you know, sometimes things happen and it'll take us a little bit longer than we want to get into the recording. We're doing the best that we can, and we really, really love you guys and appreciate all of you that have sent us messages, that talk to us, that are active along with us on all of our social media. If you're not following us, I'm going to use that as a segue into make sure you're following us over at Heart of LAFC, at Heart of LAFC on Instagram, Twitter, on Snapchat. We're on Facebook as well. And if you want to send us stuff as well, we're happy to take it. Then we can sell it in the black market and maybe get some better gear. But no, probably won't do that. Hey, talking about free stuff, I wanted to give a quick shout out to From 12 Yards on Instagram. It's at From the number 12 Yards. And they are an abstract illustration company. They sell a whole bunch of really cool prints that they design. From just teams all over the world. And they just so happen to have a couple of LAFC prints. They sent Joseph and I a couple of our jersey prints. And it's basically the front of the jersey, the home and away. And it's awesome. So I wanted to give a quick shout out to them. Yeah. I'm going to frame mine and then probably post a picture of it once that's done. But it's like in UK sizes, which I don't know, what is a metric, right? Yeah, the paper is a weird size, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to figure something out. But custom. Everything custom around here. No, but yeah, let's get into it, man. I feel like we have to kind of just sprint through the Atlanta game so that we can move forward, because clearly it was not good. It was pretty terrible, to be honest. And also, we don't want to give any satisfaction to Jay over at Mounts of the South. What's up, Jay? I know you're listening. I know he's listening too. And everybody else from Atlanta, as well as all of our Galaxy supporters that are listening to us. So, all right, let's get into it. Okay, where should we begin? So I guess mainly in that VAR, gosh, red card, then not red card.
Yeah, so the VAR, man. I honestly, like I said, I didn't like the way the red card played itself out, turned into yellow, but I understand the need for VAR. I just think it's really undisciplined the way they use it. It's kind of overkill, and it takes the passion out of the game, to be honest. I think they need to be much more, it's be much more obvious for certain calls to be made. And mistakes need to be much more obvious to be overturned. If it's gray area, then it needs to stick with the referee. That's my take.
I agree with that. At the same time, yeah, like you said, we do need it, and they just need to get better at making decisions of when and where they should be using the VAR. But okay, so it is what it is. It was a red, then it wasn't, and so that really took some of the air out of, you know, some wind out of the team itself, and then it just, man. After that, it was basically, like you said, it was a gristle show after that.
Yeah, I mean, the wheels came off. They really did come off in this game. And, yeah, you can look to the week before it, but I don't. I really don't. I don't think that was something that they were thinking about. I think they had Atlanta in their sights. They prepared for Atlanta. I know they were training specifically for defensive purposes to try to handle things differently this time. I know they put the work in, and it still didn't happen. You know, at that point, you need to look at individual players, look at assignments, look at the way people are covering, the way people are communicating in the game situation. And honestly, there were a lot of glazed over looking eyes, a lot of people looking like the deer in headlights out there. I think there were overwhelmed players, and it's very obvious.
Yeah, and I think just it started from there where it kind of threw players off, and it's like, oh man, what's going on? So in the 17th minute, Mr. Julian Gressel scores the first for Atlanta.
Yeah. You know, he's doing his job. Basic overlap. Goes through the back. Hits on the back post. Everyone seemed to be collapsing on Joseph Martinez and Almiron, overcompensating, so everybody collapsed in, leaving daylight in the back. Poor communication, poor coverage coming out of the midfield. If they see that coming, you got to do something about it. The communication simply wasn't there. It was an easy play. Rookie mistake, I think, on Moutinho's part as well. The way he covered it was a little odd. He was in no man's land as a result.
This was not Moutinho's game, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. So we were good 1-0 going into the second half, right around the 67th minute. The goals just started flying in. Joseph Martinez assisted again by Mr. Julian Gressel. It's Joseph Martinez doing Joseph Martinez things, as right. He always does. And, you know, putting them ahead by two. And then in the 88th minute, we had a K called against us. Yeah, you want to talk about that, please?
Again, VAR going haywire. Honestly, if the ref's not calling it, which he didn't even look like he was asking for it, I think it's an overreach. Call it a penalty if you will. I do think it's a major overreach. But hey, he called it. It happened. You know, what you gonna do? It's kind of just rubbing salt on the wound because our team was basically toast already anyway. Mm-hmm. Again, it was overkill. That's what it looked like to me. They fell apart, played a little bit wild on the play. It happened. They called it. I don't think if it's a playoff game in a tight situation, they're going to call that call. I don't think it's going to happen. So, yeah, the spirit of Atlanta lives on. They seem to get a lot of those lovely VAR calls.
And then in the 90th minute, Mr. João Moutinho gets his first yellow for unsporting behavior. 2 minutes later, he gets his second yellow for a handball. Clear handball. Clear mistake from a rookie. Yeah. Like, you don't do that. It was so obvious. Man. He lifted his hand up. It's like, come on. What are you doing, João?
Yeah.
You know, so
he's like, he was scared. He was scared of getting hit with the ball. Again, he just looked shell-shocked, out of place, exposed on the day. And I think he's just, wasn't of his right mind, to be honest, on that play. He was totally burnt out. It showed. And he did what he did. What you going to do? And that got him a second yellow, which, that's pretty brutal. But, hey, they called it. Got to live with it. Mistakes were made. We got hammered again. The team crumbled at a certain period in the game, very similar to the week before. So, of course, there's a lot of questions that came out of it. But also, you know, you learn a lot more from losing than you do from winning. And I think we see some clarity now going forward on what needs to improve. So on that side, yeah, we get it. We've got thumped for two games, but we actually see where the improvement needs to happen. The obvious stuff, the not so obvious stuff, it's all pretty much playing out at this point.
Yeah, and so by that time we were already dead. It was 4-0. And then in the 90 plus 7, Mr. Romario Williams comes in and just completely just really drives it home, makes it the 5-0, assisted by Mr. Lorentowicz, which was actually a really nice goal. I have to say that.
Yeah, no. There's really nothing more you can say on that one. That was well played by them. Again, I don't think we were really showing much signs of life in the process, and they scored that one in style as a result. So credit to Atlanta to never taking their foot off the pedal. They were impressive. They really were on the day.
Oh, yeah.
There was no question who was going to win that game. Calls, no calls, there was no question who was going to win that game. Scoreline maybe would have been less, but I still, you know, I think we were toast in that game no matter what.
Yeah, so... again, red card, João Moutinho. He won't be playing against Vancouver this Friday. So there's that. Now let's jump into the stats that don't matter, but we say them anyways. I feel like I need to make a little jingle, man, for this. Like, stats don't matter, but we're going to say them anyways. Stats don't matter, you know, like something like
right,
that.
Right, right. We got to come up with something for sure.
Hey, Ness, are you listening?
Dude, homework assignment.
Need a jingle, bro.
Homework assignment. Let's do this.
So let's look at shots first. It gets kind of interesting, man. So pull up your stats real quick if you don't have them. Shots, 17 LAFC, 11 Atlanta. One of ours was on target. Six of theirs was on target. I know. Don't laugh. Joseph, this is serious. 10 off target for us, 3 off target for them. We blocked 6 of theirs. They blocked 2 of ours. Overall possession, we had 18% more than they did. We were 59% over 41 of theirs in possession. I thought that was interesting.
Well,
then you're looking at the passing accuracy. We were 85 overall to their 76.
You know, they outplayed us at our game. We're not a possession team. We haven't been a possession team. And they played the counterattack at home, and we fell for it. Mm-hmm. Really, they waited for us to hurt ourselves, basically, and tore us up. We tried to make runs in. We tried to change things up a bit, and we got hit for it. It's funny how, you know, our accuracy's never been like that before. There was obviously a change, but the object of the game is to put the ball in the net, and so really that's all that matters. And mistakes have to happen for that to happen, and we saw what happened. So, yeah, stats and all, like you said, yeah, they're just stats. This one really does look like just stats this time. It is what it is.
So, all right, I think we can move on. Is there anything else you wanted to add about this game against Atlanta?
Like I said, it expansion year. We really did get exposed as an expansion team in this one. Communication wasn't there. I think Vela was spot on in what he said regarding the playing for themselves rather than playing as a unit. I think that they did see a lot of that because I do think a lot of guys were shell-shocked in this game. And honestly, this is one of the games you got to move forward. You got to move on. You can't let the 5-0 stick. There's other games coming up. And honestly, opponents that we're going to match up better to anyway. And the home games, our long homestand is coming. Big picture, you still have 2 wins on the road on a 7-game road trip. If you get a point or two in your next 2 games, you know, let's be honest, that's successful for an expansion team on the road for that many games. If you get 1 more win, maybe in Montreal, maybe in Vancouver, oh man, you're doing great. You know, 500 off of a long road trip, like, hey, not so bad, guys. Not so bad at all. So I'm not going to, you know, dwell too much on this one. You got to go forward. You know changes will occur. You know tonight we'll have I think you're going to see a different lineup. Obviously you have to because of a red card. But I think the adjustments will show tonight. It'll be a different story.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and start our preview of the game against the Whitecaps. LAFC versus Kai Kamara. So we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So let's jump into this next game, which if you're listening now, is going to be tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Here, let me pull this up really quick. I probably should have done this before, man. I'm so unprepared today, but whatever. The game will be on TSN, which is Canadian, so you guys can't watch it unless you're in Canada. And if you're listening from Canada, hi, how you doing? It's going to be on TSN 1, 3, 4, and 5. And then here, we're going to be able to see it on ESPN Plus, MLS Live, and it will be the inaugural YouTube TV stream of this game, which, by the way, let's go ahead and just jump into the fact that the broadcast team has been named for this upcoming season. We have, as we already know, Mr. Max Bretos on the mic. Mr. Bretos. Yeah, I heard you. I heard that. And then we also have joining him in the booth is going to be, they're calling it a Max Plus One. So what they're going to be doing is having nationally recognized soccer personalities each game. Spoke today. But so they're going to have Alexi Lalas for this game, man, against the Whitecaps. I know.
Hold on.
Really quick. Let me get through this, and then we can talk about Alexi Lalas. Because you might have some more to say about this. A few of the Max Plus One analysts as well will be featured are going to be former Jamaican international and current NBC Sports studio analyst Robbie Earle, also a former English midfielder and current NBC Sports commentator Robbie Musto, two-time MLS Cup winner and current Fox Sports commentator Stu Holden, two-time Olympic gold medalist and Fox Soccer announcer Angela Huckles, former English defender and current Fox Sports analyst Warren Barton, and as well as Liga MX and MLS defender, current Fox Deportes analyst Mariano Trujillo, among those people. As well as we're going to have Mr. Mark Rogondino serving as a host from the YouTube TV studio set, as well as Jevrina Catalina is going to be joining them on the sidelines as a sideline reporter. So awesome people on there, man.
Big lineup, honestly. Like, that's a good lineup of people to bring in, and it keeps it fresh by changing it around like that, and it's kind of like a giant audition, to be honest, but it's all good because there's some real talent there and a lot of recognizable voices, right? Including Alexi, which, you know, if you're going to line him up against all those names, let's be honest, that's the one that's going to probably be the most entertaining of the bunch. So to kick it off, him and Max going back and forth would be pretty interesting. It could be very memorable with the things he tends to say. So that's cool. Let's do this. You know, that's fine. It might be a little harsh on our end. He has a tendency to like to say things harsh to get some reactions. Nothing against him for that. I get it. And You know, he is who he is. I've had some cool experiences talking with Alexi in the past, and meeting up with him at different events. And honestly, he's a cool guy. Yeah, he does things controversial on occasion, but you got to understand the business that he's in. So that's fine by me. I think it'll be a fun episode, hopefully, with us winning. Be much happier, Alexi, if we do that. So should be good. Should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So just a little bit on Rogondino. So he's a native of Southern California. He has 17 years in the industry. He's done commentary for some of the top soccer leagues and tournaments in the world, including the EPL, the UEFA Champions League, MLS, of course. He's also a former San Diego State University goalkeeper. So a little dear to my heart there. Rogo began his broadcasting career as the play-by-play voice of the 2000 San Diego Sockers. In addition to calling the beautiful game, Rogondino has covered a variety of local and professional sports. So that's where I was like, what is he? Where I know him from somewhere. He was serving as a host for the Clippers live pre and post game shows for the past three seasons. As well as he was the lead play-by-play announcer for Galaxy's TWC broadcast team. Yeah, but he's a recognizable Los Angeles voice. So also, Catalina has an awesome, awesome Spanish and English just talent when it comes to. I was watching some of her videos, and I'm excited to see her on the sidelines. I think she's going to be amazing. She's a first-generation Colombian Yugoslavian. So she knows perfect English and perfect Spanish. So it'll be good because, especially on the sidelines, man, we get to talk to, you know, like Carlos Vela and Marco Ureña and all of them in their native tongue. Be able to get a proper translation into English is going to be awesome. So I'm excited, man. I think it's going to be great. It's a good lineup. And, of course, Alexi Lalas. I mean, he's not my favorite person, but he's definitely entertaining.
Yeah, no, I know where he comes from. I get it. I think it'll be fine. I think he'll actually be entertaining next to Max Bretos. I think they'll play off of each other well. And again, it's very obvious that they're shifting from person to person here, seeing who's the best fit with Max, seeing who's the best fit with Rogondino and, yeah, the crew. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, it's going to be a lot better listening to all of them if we win. So let's hope that's the case. Yeah, honestly, that's where I'm at. But, you know, I'm still hoping for one day to see or hear Ray Hudson in that booth. Just waiting, hoping it can happen one day. It would be totally awesome.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. It would be magisterial.
Exactly. I wasn't going to go there. Sure. It's good. It's okay. You can
oh, come
there.
On. You did the, yeah, I got to do one of them. Okay. So, yeah, let's jump into it, man. Kai Kamara versus LAFC. It's going to be a great game. That's all I keep hearing. It's just like, cover Kai Kamara in the air. Make sure he doesn't get the ball. So
shout out to the fellow Toro right there. Yeah,
there you go.
One of my boys right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. When I was going to school there, he was there at the same time. So, yeah, for sure. All good.
Awesome.
Except against my team. Better not do anything. That's what I'm praying for.
Yeah, I hope you suck.
Yeah. Take a day off. You know, for the sake of it, take a day off.
Hey, man. Call him and just pretend you're a radio station. Tell him that he won some tickets to Hawaii or something. Like all paid expense vacation. I don't think he'll leave, but I mean, we should try something. Anyways,
switch out his socks. I hear he doesn't like that very much.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Ah, you heard about that, I'm sure.
So
you didn't hear about?
No, you want to talk about
the sock? Oh, the sock fine. He got fined for wearing the wrong socks.
Oh yeah. Was that last season or 2 seasons ago?
Last season, he went on a Twitter rant for like 15 minutes about socks. Yeah, I gotta mess with him somehow. But in any case, we gotta move forward. We got a big game tomorrow, or today. Jeez,
today LAFC versus Kai Kamara Sox. It's gonna be great.
Yes, the man with special socks. So, yeah, dude, kind of a tough one. Let's be honest, as supporters that have actually seen this pan out already in preseason, there could be some real fireworks in this game. on both ends. This could get really exciting. I think with the lineup changes that are necessary, I think it's probably going to benefit us more than anything else to have more stability in the back. And the focus to be on stability in the back against a team that's as physical as Vancouver is. So, yeah, their capabilities, their physical play, their speed, they're going to have to be able to absorb in this game, absorb a lot of pressure because they're capable of giving us that pressure. And then this team also likes to overcommit a bit, Vancouver, so we have a good chance to hit these guys on the counter. So I expect some fireworks in this game. I'm just hoping that both sides are, you know, our side especially is going to be willing and able to counterpunch in this one because they're going to have to. That's the kind of game it's going to be.
Absolutely. And so they're coming into this 6 games in with 10 points, 3 wins, 1 tie, 2 losses, coming into this game with a loss against none other than Real Salt Lake, 2-1. The scoring summary, they were RSL was Silva, Severino, and then Mr. Brick Shea scored in the 92nd minute to kind of do the, you know, keep it from being a nil score. So 2-0. The lineup that they came in with was Marinovic at the goal. They had Dijon, Aja, Waston, and back Juarez and Felipe. Felipe is one I am worried about as well. Everybody's talking about Kamara, but Felipe, and then also Davies up front with on the left, Mosquita, and then Ibni Isai has also been playing great over on the right, and of course Kamara, number 23, on the front. That is also the I believe the lineup that's looking to be coming in against LAFC. That's the predicted lineup.
Yeah.
We'll see if that's the case.
Most likely.
Very likely.
Honestly,
that's their main lineup. So,
yeah, I rated these guys high before the season even started. I figured these were going to be one of the, this was going to be one of the contender squads in the West. That they were going to be really pressing for it, and. Yeah, they lost to Salt Lake last week, but honestly, they were better than Salt Lake last week. They were unfortunate. They had issues hitting the target. A lot of crazy misses. They had the play, honestly. They should have done better in that game. It was not, the scoreline was not indicative of the match itself. And knowing how they are, knowing how they play, I'm pretty sure they're going to rebound against us, and it's going to be a tough one for us. Davies is quick. His side, you got to be really disciplined. Their whole attacking setup, again, very physical, very fast, has a chance to really put teams on the back foot. The physicality will definitely be there. So I know we've had some issues with physicality before. So we need to really step it up this game and honestly show a little bit of edge. We really haven't seen a lot of edge from our squad. But they might need it in this game. They might need to make it a little chippy to have a good chance in this one.
Okay, fair enough. So, hey, I just pulled up my preview notes, and guess what? They are also going to be showing it on Unimas 46. So
yes.
Yes. And then radio, of course, will be on ESPN LA 710 and KFWB 980 in Spanish.
Right, the strongest signal you can find on AM. Well done. Mm. Well done. Mm-hmm. No, we have great, honestly, our radio options are outstanding. And, 46, I'm all in for 46, dude. That's cool.
Awesome. So
that means everybody gets access.
I know. And well, I'm going to watch it on YouTube TV because I'm paying extra. But guess what? I'm using it as my cable, so I didn't really pay extra. It just so happens to come with it. That's the way I'm looking at it. So don't yell at me. All right, Twitter.
That's the way he rolls, people.
No, on Twitter, somebody actually was like, why are you spending money? You can just watch it on Unimas. I'm like, because I want to, okay? Leave me alone. Anyways, they have like a 30-minute pregame that I'm interested in seeing. And so, yeah. And it's actually live. That's another thing I wanted to say. The YouTube TV LAFC network is up. And it's just basically right now on loop. And it's playing a LAFC chant. And it's really cool graphics, and I'm excited already. I get pumped just looking at it. So, yeah. Anyways, back into this preview. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying, no, the preview looks cool. It looks like the setup's going to be really clean. Like I said, they got the talent. If you're investing in YouTube TV, this is going to be a pretty cool day for soccer in the city, to be honest, because the dedication to this looks pretty strong, guys. Yeah. So on that end, yes. In terms of access, yay Unimas. That's all I can say.
So projected starting 11 for this game. Let's get into it. 4-2-3-1. Tyler Miller in the back. In for Mr. João Moutinho, definitely Jordan Harvey. It has to be Jordan Harvey. Then we're going to have Laurent Simon, Walker Zimmermann, Steven Betashor. In the middle, here's where it gets interesting because they're projecting Marc-Anthony Kay and Benny Feilhaber once again. But you were saying you think it might not be Marc-Anthony Kay, right?
Could end up with Malice in this game to make it a little more physical. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I would like to still see Kay in there, but Malice would be a decent option to settle things down. But if we do a run and gun game, it's not going to work with Malice. You need Kay. So it just depends on what you want to take from this game and how you want to approach it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Bob still wants to go pedal to the metal on this one and go back and forth. So it'll probably be Kay. They're going to probably stick with it. Backline, I mean, Zimmermann had a horror show of a match last week. So for all you know, Jakovic gets a chance again. Zimmermann probably will get the start, and he better step it up this game because he's at risk of losing it right away. Mm-hmm. He's got to get better. Got to get better. Proceed, sir. I'm pretty sure you know who we're going to hear of next.
Clearly, Rossi, Vela, bless him, yeah. Ureña. I think that's just our front line is solid.
At least for now.
Here's the thing, and this is something that we haven't really talked about, and this is what I'm worried about. We need to stick through it and keep up the pace all 90. I think that we are a 60-minute team right now. The way that we've been looking the past two games, mm-hmm. we just run out of gas right at about the 60-minute mark. And that's when everybody's on the other side is like, go, 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 go.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason for that. You know, it happened in Seattle, too. We just got away with the win mm-hmm. Where they just hold on for dear life. There has to be a reasoning behind that. You can't just say we're collapsing because if you're collapsing, there's no chances, right? I mean, you're still shutting the game down, but they're not shutting the game down. They're just holding on for dear life. Is it a discipline issue? Is it a fitness issue? You know, what could it be? Definitely they're just shutting down at a certain period and just holding on. Now, it could also be the way the substitutions are made, tactical reasons of doing things. I do think that different players probably would be better options coming in than what we've been seeing as of late. Honestly, I don't think Atuesta's really adjusted in yet. I know he's got the talent. I know he will have the talent, but getting into these game situations that he's been put into are pretty rough situations for him so far. In both cases, he's going in when all the momentum is against us. It's really tough for him to just go, I'm going to take over now. Like, is that the guy you want to do that with at his age? I don't know. Or do you want somebody that shut things down? Like a Harvey coming in there just to bolster the defense, you know? We don't know. We don't know what the plan is. I wonder sometimes. It throws me off a bit. So my hope is this week we'll see something very different. We know what we're coming up against. We've played against this already. Yes, it was preseason, but we know what to expect. We know how they play the game. They don't change up. That's their style. They're very straightforward in the way they play. So on our game plan, we need to stick to our guns, to be honest, and do what we do best. Quick counters, counterpunch. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Mr. Vince De La Rosa, shout out, sir. Doing a great job over at LAFC.com. He has the preview, what to watch for. So I'm going to go ahead and read through these real quick because I think he's right on point. Three things, what to watch for this game. Finding the back of the net. The 240 minutes into the club's inaugural season, LAFC were flying with 9 goals, but in the last 120, the black and gold have failed to score while conceding 9 times. Painful. Carlos Vela and Diego Rosa each have 3 goals apiece. Forward Marco Ureña has yet to find the net, but has been a focal point of the attack, opening spaces for his teammates. LAFC's best form of defense is with the ball at their feet. They'll need to attack and find openings in a Vancouver team that tends to drop low and look to hit on the counter. So it's going to be a back and forth game there. It's going to be interesting to see that for sure.
Yeah, it definitely a chess game, to be honest. Who's gonna commit first? You know, they're definitely not going to be the kind of game that's going to be a 0-0. That's not how this game's going to play itself out. About Urania, because he mentions it. Yeah, man, you know, he's doing his job. That is his role, is to hold up the ball so the guys go past him and he can distribute back out. That's his style. That's what they want him to play. Is it going to get him a lot of goals? Probably not. He's going to sacrifice that for the sake of other players on the team. Some people might like that. Some people might not. But that is what he's doing. He's definitely sacrificing his own production for the sake of a teammate. That is his plan out there. In terms of the others, yeah, Rossi, again, the speed is there. But for some reason, from what I've noticed, at least in this latest game, multiple players were pulling up at the top of the box instead of just, you know, hammering it and going for it. Trying to create a situation where maybe someone's going to challenge you and take you out on a play. There's a lot of pull-up play. It's a little weird. But it seems like they're pulling up at a stage and everybody's doing the weight like Urania does, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. At least it looks a little baffling to me. Hopefully, I think you'll see a little more risk-taking from the front side of things. If you're in the offensive zone, it's okay to take risks. That's fine. That's your job. It's good. I think the safe bet's not always the best bet when you're in the offensive third.
All right. Second thing to watch for. John Harvey returns to Vancouver, and this is going to be something that I'm sure they're going to be talking a lot about. So with John Moutinho suspended after picking up two yellow cards in the previous match, Jordan Harvey will likely get the start for LAFC. This UCLA alum played seven seasons for the Whitecaps, winning player of the year for the team in 2016, so recently. He has 199 appearances in all competitions with Whitecaps. That's a record. So, yeah, Jordan Harvey going back to Vancouver is going to be one of the stories of the game for sure.
Thorington as well. I mean, if you break it down, he was there for the expansion year. So, yeah, some guys are making some homecomings in this game. And, again, I'm looking forward to what Harvey's going to do in this game. I think he's going to please a lot of people with his performance tonight. I do think he's going to put up a good game. I have confidence.
I do hope so. Awesome. We need to have that confidence in the players as well. So third thing, mind the counterattack. Again, Vancouver comes into the LAFC match with the lowest possession percentage in MLS at 44.1. But that's exactly the way Carl Robinson's team likes it. The Whitecaps prefer not to have the ball. Instead, they defend deep, drawing opponents out of position and counter through target Mr. Kai Kamara. LAFC were undone by Atlanta's counterattack on the second goal last match. While the Whitecaps don't boast Atlanta's technical ability, they'll need to have a close eye on Kamara, as the Sierra Leonean has a knack for getting on the end of crosses in the opposing penalty area. So that's, again, we kind of talked about that as well a little bit. Just a couple of things to watch out for.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we have Simon back. We didn't have him against them in the tune-up match. So that helps. That helps big time. And Zimmerman, I expect him to rebound for this one. Another weekend or training together with those two, as physical as they are, I know they can take Kamara out of this one. If they really set their minds to it, if they really can keep the discipline up and not make any rash challenges, fall for anything, yeah, we'll be okay. The physicality is there. We have the guys that are capable of it. The other interesting thing is Gaber ready? Because that could also shift things a bit. That'll be an interesting surprise if he is.
Yeah. And that's it, man. I mean, is there anything else that we can add on this? I think we're looking at, an interesting game regardless. Anything you want to add before we do our scorelines, what we're thinking, our predictions?
Yeah, just the boys need to keep their heads up. It was great yesterday. A bunch of the supporters actually went to the training center to chant for them, give some words of encouragement. And the team welcomed them with open arms, and they got a chance to meet up with the supporters, and do their thing, man. And I think it was a positive experience. just letting them know that, you know, everybody supports them fully, win or loss, and that we all believe in them. We all definitely believe in them, and they have to know that. They can't dwell. They got to move forward.
Absolutely. Scoreline prediction. Joseph, go.
Rebound time, 2-1.
Nice. I am with you on that scoreline. I'm going to say 2-1 too. I don't think we lose this one. I think we take a point minimum, but I am hoping for that 2-1. So I'm going to say 2-1 as well.
Now, I think Vela gets a brace in this one.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Like the first 10 minutes, and then we just have to hold the line.
Hold the line.
Toto, best song ever. That's right. I'm going to just input it right here. I'm going to edit it in, right? Okay, there we go.
Nice.
For sure, I agree. I think that's gonna do it for us on the preview for Kai Kamara versus LAFC. I'm just gonna say that. It's gonna be an interesting game against Vancouver for
Sox.
Sure. And let's go ahead and sucks against Kai Kamara. Sucks.
Sorry, man, I killed it.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we need to talk about all of these viewing parties for you guys that are going on. For those that can't make it to Vancouver, man, there's plenty for you guys to go and do. So yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back. And we are back. Welcome back, everybody. So before we get into these watch parties, because there's a ton of them going on around town for this Vancouver game tonight, just wanted to give a quick congratulations to Mr. Marcus McDougall, the LAFC creative director. Him and his wife have a baby.
Yay! So, congratulations, Marcus.
Yay. Clap. Oh, I can't clap. I'm here. Yay!
There it goes.
So excited for you guys. Get ready, because your life is never going to be the same. I'm sure they already feel that, though.
I'm sure of it. And, you know, I've been talking to him pretty regularly in the lead up. Every chance I get, really, going back and forth. The dads of the groups tend to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the same.
Yeah, you know. Dude, well, Marcus is such a cool guy, man. And just a true gentleman. I think everybody would extend a hand for him, dude. And we're beyond happy for the family. And yeah, I know we'll see the baby soon enough, but yeah, spend as much time as you can, dude. Take your time.
Absolutely. Just super excited for them. Congratulations. Okay, let's jump into these watch parties, sir. I'm going to let you take over. Go for it.
And it begins. wow, dude. Hey, this is cool. I got to say, guys, I remember when it was one watch party and it was hard to fill one watch party.
Joe, we don't want to hear about the old days.
But
I remember back in my day, one watch party.
Yeah. Here's the deal, dude. I don't know about you, but just seeing how this is exploding is f-ing awesome. Sorry, I had to use it. I had to say it because it is. So I'll start off. Black Army is at La Chuparia Dos in City Terrace, down close to downtown LA. It is a double type of watch party because a 3252 membership team who's actually traveling from watch party to watch party and every major event to recruit for the 3252 and take registrations will be there. They're taking membership registrations. They have the merchandise on hand. If you join us, you get a t-shirt and an official member pin and also your card to get discounts at soccer stores. Yeah. Dude, it's the payoff is definitely there. The discounts are worth it because the discounts are good for everything at soccer stores. It's going to be awesome. You got to realize that when you do join the 3252, we are an independent supporters union. We are a nonprofit. And all the money goes back into the 3252, and most of it ends up going into TIFO in preparation for games. Like, most of it does.
Yeah, TIFO's expensive.
TIFO's expensive. It also gives us a chance to pre-buy tickets for everybody to make sure that when we go on road trips, we don't have any fiascos or things disappearing or not getting enough tickets for the crew. This is a way we can actually take care of business, get it done. So, yeah, that's what's going on, guys. So definitely join it. If you're not able to make it to the Black Army event, the membership team will be floating from event to event, so you will see them soon, and I'm sure they're going to be ready to go for the open house next week as well. So, yeah, we're excited. We're happy you got everything pretty much dialed in now, so you're going to see us everywhere, and you're going to see things really expand for the 3252. Outside of the Black Army event, here we go with the big list. Cuervos are going to be at Fantasia Billiards in Burbank. Relentless will be at the Campus Billiards in Cypress. Empire Boys will be at Goals in Rancho Cucamonga. Also, really cool thing about that event is the LAFC Street Team merch truck, you know, run by Fanatics. They will be on site for the Empire Boys watch party. So if you need to get your really cool swag for LAFC, some stuff that's pretty much exclusive on that truck, be there. Go to that event. Okay, let's see. We've got LB Chrome at Beer Belly Long Beach. We have Expos at their home base of Banditos outside of Expo Park. We've got the Luckies at Luckies. You know how that works, guys. So they will be there in force.
Lucky Baldwins.
Lucky Baldwins, yeah. Great location. Bruisers will be at Games in downtown LA. Pride Republic will be at the Brack Shop Tavern. And our good friends, the Tigers, will be at Beer Belly in K-Town. That's what we know so far. I'm sure there's more, but we haven't seen them posted yet, and we'll give our shout-outs when we do.
So I was just looking at it looks like it says Saturday 2 p.m. for LAC, for the Pride Republic. They might actually not be doing a viewing party. I hope we're not sending you guys over there and then they're not actually there. But
really?
Yeah, I just heard that we had that right, because I caught it right now. I heard you saying it. So, yeah, because it says this was posted 6 days ago. So, Pride Republic, y'all follow them and they'll tell you yes or no. But everything, I think all the other ones are good though. So
yeah,
there you go.
There it is.
That's a lot, man. Okay, we're doing our best over here. You guys are throwing way too many watch parties. And again, I asked for people to send us the information so we don't have to be tracking it down. Nope, didn't happen. No one cares.
Yeah, guys, you know what? The sooner we know, the sooner you plan something out, let us know so we can throw the shout out there. Because we want everybody to get their say, because let's be honest, we're scattered all over Southern California. It's one of the really cool things about all these groups is we've got our bases covered. And also know that no matter what group you're in the 3252, any specific group in the 3252, you are more than welcome to attend any of those watch parties. It's a big, happy family here. So I know there's going to be Black Army at the Cuervos event, and I guarantee there's going to be Cuervos, and I know there's going to be some Expos at the Black Army event. And so basically, we're all intertwined at this point. Remember, we're all the 3252. We're all in the North End. We're all working together. It's the strength in numbers. So if you see one near your place, doesn't matter who the group is. The doors are open. You're welcome to come, and it's celebrated that you're going to be there. And honestly, you probably have more fun because, hey, somebody else has come over. You know, the guests are here. So do it, guys. If there's one close to you, jump on board. Have fun. Go support the boys with other supporters. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. It's going to be awesome. Especially, I mean, you have options. Yeah. What's better
crazy
than options?
Nothing. Crazy options. And they're only expanding.
Yeah. So I think that's going to do it for us, sir. I think we're all done for this one. We need to just finish it up, edit. I'm gonna have to beep you out. People probably already heard it because this is a family-friendly show, sir. No more cussing.
All right, I'll save it for the stands. Okay. It's okay.
There you go. Save it for the stands. If you want to hear Joseph or I cuss, it's come talk to us.
Yeah, it's not something I normally do. You guys know that already about me. But and again, unless it's in the stands or it's against a certain team that I do not like. But that being said, yeah, I'll be a little more careful, no doubt about it. But yeah, I can't help
Thank
it, man.
Appreciate
the passion
it.
Is there.
Now it's just making it harder for me. Now I have to edit all these things. Now I have to add music. Oh, man.
Hey, no, Nez, cover me, man.
Yeah. Hey. We need a special beep just for Joseph.
Air raid siren. I prefer that.
Oh, what? I don't know if I can
every
do that.
Time. Nah, all good, man. All good. But like I said, everybody go to the watch parties. We want to see you out there. We want to have you make noise everywhere you go. Represent with full pride. This is the moment for us. And these next few weeks are going to be unbelievably cool. So catch the wave, people. Go to the events. Get busy with this. It's going to be fun. Join us for this ride.
I thought for a second you were saying Get Jiggy With It.
I am not going there.
As Get Jiggy With It by Will Smith starts playing in the background, we're going to call it a day. That is it for us. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully when we come back, it's going to be happy times. And we're going to be talking about bringing 3 points back from Vancouver, as well as, maybe get a recap from some of you guys at those watch parties. I know they're going to be some fun stuff going on over there. And, great food all over the place, great drinks, great people. What more can you ask for, right? I mean, come on. This is family, and we are taking over. Mm-hmm. So
you can see it. You can see it by these viewing parties. We are definitely taking over.
So let's do it. Let's see you guys next time. Again, thank you for listening. For Mr. Joseph Sacker, this is Jerry Jimenez. You have been listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. Stay golden. Give it up, Jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it.